Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh my goodness. It's Friday. It's Friday. Can we be excited together for the very first time? You probably haven't celebrated the fact yet that it's Friday. You're busy getting out the door. You're busy waking up. But now let's like really take it in. Oh my God, it's Friday.
Yeah, do you smell that?
I smell it.
The Friday.
It's like
it's in the air.
Yeah, it's like it's like roses mixed with candy.
Confetti.
With confetti and joy.
And a little bit of cake.
All mixed into one. What's the plans for the weekend, Charlotte? What's on the big agenda for Charlotte?
That's a great question. I got ingredients to make some quesadillas that I'm excited about.
Isn't that funny as you get older? Like having, like before you'd be like, yo, I'm excited. We're going out. We're hitting the club. We're drinking starting at 7. And now you're like, I just want to stay home and make a friggin' quesadilla.
I'm going to eat my black bean quesadillas like, so and they're going to be so good.
I'm so excited for my quesadilla. Why does food always, is it the same with you too? Like when you start thinking about the weekend. And tell, why don't you tell us? Let's see how this goes. Let's unofficially do this. Obviously, football fans, you got the Super Bowl, right? But it's like a weird Super Bowl because like nobody really cares. But like when you think about your weekend, what are you most excited about? Like what's the first thing that pops in your head? And I wonder if it's also going to be food because technically, it, most weekends I'd be like, yeah, I guess I'm got like a restaurant I'm excited to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
I got some meal I'm ready to make or something. So is it the same with you too? I'm going out of town this weekend. So this is my, just FYI, I'll be out next week. It's my get the hell out of the cold weather break that I take every cold season. So I'll be out next week. So obviously mine's like a little skewed, but I'll be back down in the Virgin Islands for just another quick getaway. And then we'll get back and fight through the rest of this winter.
But we technically, love that for you.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm going to enjoy every second. So good luck up here, everybody. hope it goes well in Baltimore. We'll see you back here in about a week.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Nacho Mama's is auctioning off memorabilia this Saturday in Towson. I don't know about you guys, but I went there all the time in college, and this is your chance to get your hands on some memorabilia before everything is gone. The Mexican-centric hotspot is giving away Elvis, Orioles, Colts, Natty Bo, Ravens, and Nacho Mama's memorabilia. This is going to be 11 to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Towson site of the former restaurant. That's 2 West Pennsylvania Avenue if you want to go, and you can RSVP on their Facebook.
I have a feeling that place is going to be packed out.
Oh, it's going to be like, crazy.
There's just some iconic locations. And keep in mind, we've only been here for 4 years, but I kind of feel like we've learned the iconic location. Like, for example, if we say, like, Pickles Pub, like, duh, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Nacho Mama's always comes up. So now that they're obviously closing down, they're getting rid of their stuff. Like, people, like, Baltimore's going to show up in such a massive way.
Because everyone's so sad.
I know.
About the closing.
And it's free, too.
Yeah.
It's just giving it away.
Pizza and Natty Bo's.
It's going to be wild.
That's a place to be.
Get there early.
Number two.
All right. We've got a ranking of which NFL teams will be the drunkest on Sunday. Do you have a guess?
Well, I saw it already.
Oh, well, you ruined all the fun.
there's only one reason of why we're doing this, and you'll understand as Charlotte gives. Just give us the top three. How about top three?
Yeah, here we go. All right, let's do it.
Number three.
We'll count down. Giants fans, number three.
Okay.
I don't know what the Giants fans are like, but apparently y'all are crazy. Raiders fans.
Sure.
3.7 they ranked.
Okay.
And then number one. The Ravens fans, 3.8 drinks during the game. I know that's right.
And I don't know what that says. What does that say about us? If we're the biggest drinking team in the whole NFL, like, is that something we should be proud of, or that's something that we feel like we need to get help with? And I don't really know. I don't really know the vibe. You know, I'm not sure which way it stands.
Number one,
a Swiftie fan in Philly bought a billboard to troll Eagles fans. And if you know Eagles fans, you know this is going to be spicy. So apparently he started going to the games when Taylor started going, because he's a lifetime Taylor fan. And he said, Taylor's here. I've got to do something to trigger all the dads, the Brads and the Chads. So he bought a billboard next to Lincoln Financial Field, and it was worth $3,000.
I was going to say, that's not a cheap troll for sure.
Yeah, it says, hey, Philly, Tay Voodoo is real.
And that's all it said.
Alchemy becomes reality on 2/09/25. He partnered with a breath spray company to do this. So I don't know. I don't really know sports like that. I don't know if this is referencing...
I don't know.
The spray.
Or there's just somebody probably that wanted to get on this publicity, you know?
Yeah, but it's sure a way to get talked about.
I mean, you know, why not? There's so many terrible things we could be reporting on this morning. There brings me a sense of relief that we're talking about trolling on, you know, on Eagles fans.
I do love a petty...
It's good.
A petty purchase.
It's good. Yeah. That's Charlotte, in case you haven't met her yet. Jess back on Tuesday.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Whew, okay, everybody hold on. This is going to possibly be a spicy one today. This is Jamie. Jamie, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I am going to demand an apology.
And for what?
Because my husband thinks that it is appropriate to flirt with women on Instagram.
So explain, Jamie, how this story started.
Okay, so I don't want to come across as one of those people who's super jealous, but I had this feeling. I don't know. I just really couldn't shake it. And I did go into my husband's phone, mm-hmm. which I don't feel great about that. I went to his DMs on Instagram, and I found something that I feel is highly inappropriate.
And explain what that is.
Okay, so I found a message from someone who he said is not someone that I need to worry about. I took a screenshot of it, and the message reads, "Quarterly loyalty check-in, how's it going?" And my husband responded, "Stronger than ever, fingers crossed emoji." Mm-hmm. And she responded back, "Not exactly what I wanted to hear, but understood."
Lord.
I'm livid, because is that something that my husband should even be entertaining? Like, if that message came to me from someone that I wasn't, you know, involved with or had some sort of interest in, I would just ignore it. That's what you do, right?
So you're mad that he even entertained that with a response?
Absolutely. That's something that you completely ignore. You say, hey, this is inappropriate. You don't entertain it.
You think he should have just left it alone?
Absolutely.
At that point.
If not blocked her.
Wow. I mean, well, let's recap the story here so that we're all clear. So basically, Jamie's saying, I went through my husband's DMs, not proud of that. I found a DM that says quarterly loyalty check. He responded back with, we're stronger than ever. And then a fingers crossed emoji. Okay, yeah. Okay. She responded back with, I'm disappointed. Is that what it was? Sorry, I didn't write it down. Disappointed or something?
Yeah, she responded with that. Not what I wanted to hear, but understood.
Not what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. I don't know how to address this.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I don't know, I'm kind of fighting myself whether or not I'm even in the right here. Like, to me, this feels like a betrayal, but am I overreacting?
Right. I mean, honestly, to me, it just didn't strike me as, like, highly inappropriate. He definitely blew her off. How do you know their relationship? Do you know anything about their relationship? Because that might say something, too.
I know that she's someone who's a very flirty person. We've had interactions with her, which is the reason why I know that he has said that she's not someone that I need to worry about.
How does he know her?
She's from work.
Oh, okay. Charlotte, I need a female opinion on this. Do you feel like that'd be an inappropriate message for him to respond to at this point?
I think it's sketchy.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. But the fact that she says quarterly loyalty check, it seems like this is a pattern.
Yeah.
And as someone who has been the flirty longtime friend.
Wait, you're the flirty longtime friend.
You do need to worry about us.
Really?
Yeah.
So you, wait, this is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you would send something like this, maybe in the past when you were younger and dumber.
I have sent texts like that.
But you have. And you're...
Not when I knew they were dating someone, but like married
still.
Is crazy. I don't know. I think it's pretty wild.
He shouldn't have responded in your mind.
He shouldn't have responded.
I don't know. So, I mean, Jamie, what do you want today from this?
So I want an apology from him. I want him to acknowledge that his behavior is inappropriate and that he won't do it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about that fingers crossed emoji. It felt tenuous.
And he doesn't know that you went through his DMs yet.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
No.
So this, y'all, this could, I don't know how this is going to go. There's a part of me that feels a little guilty this week. Jess probably would have talked me out of doing this segment, but he's agreed to come on. In case you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, how this works is we reach out to the person and we say, hey, we host a radio show. We're doing a segment about forgiveness. Would you be willing to come on and see who it is? We're not going to tell you, though, up front. He said yes, having no idea what this is about. Jamie, just don't let him know that you're on until we give him a chance to guess who it is, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Perfect. Then let's get on Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for coming on the show today, man. I know that Charlotte explained to you when we set this up that there's somebody that wanted to bring you on a radio show about forgiveness. And as of yesterday, you weren't quite sure who that was. Did anybody come to mind about who might be upset?
I have honestly no idea.
Well, the person that wanted to bring you on today is your wife.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Someone who's really invested in that quarterly loyalty check.
What?
You didn't get a DM from someone about a quarterly loyalty check?
Does that sound familiar, Aaron?
What are you talking about?
I saw in your DMs for Instagram that...
Went through my phone?
Well, you left it out. And
yeah.
I thought that I trusted you, but I felt that something was off, and it turns out that I'm right.
Nothing is off.
Then why are you getting a DM from someone asking for a quarterly loyalty check?
That's my friend from work. You know her.
Yeah, I know. And I know that she's someone who you said that I shouldn't worry about, quote unquote.
Exactly.
Well, I think what's really in question today, Aaron, and I'm sorry that we tossed this on you. I don't mean to catch you off guard, but obviously we're just trying to make things better between you guys. Is the way that you responded and
stronger than ever, finger crossed emoji. And she said that wasn't what she wanted to hear, but understood.
And your wife finds
quarterly loyalty check is what I'm upset about. Like, is she literally asking you four times a year if we're still together?
Yeah, absolutely not. She's just there at work with me. That's just how she is. I mean, I blew her off totally. I work with the girl, so I'm eventually going to see her.
Yeah, but why are you even responding to it at all? Like, that seems like a really inappropriate message. If anything, you would say, please don't send me things like that and block her.
I think you're blowing this out of proportion. I mean, I obviously not interested in what this girl has to say.
And you felt like the response that you give, I mean, stronger than ever. I mean, that was the appropriate way out of this.
Yeah, 100%.
And Jamie, if I'll be honest with you, I don't see this as a big deal. Charlotte would, though. And like, so this might be like a male female disconnect, but regardless, I mean, Jamie's upset. Do you feel like you want to apologize for this? That's really the purpose that we're on. It's just acknowledging and apologizing.
I don't think I did like anything wrong here. I mean,
but I feel upset about this.
Why didn't you just talk to me about this? Why you gotta bring this up here?
I called them because I didn't know if this was something that I should be worried about. Like, I wanted some reassurance. I needed an outside opinion.
Talking about like outside validation on this, the phones are ringing. Would you guys be okay taking phone calls on this?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, yeah. I'll accept the general opinion.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious, like, especially with women, like, would you feel the same way? Should that have been ignored, or did Aaron do the right thing by kind of just softly blowing her off since they have to work together? Let's see if we should get an apology here or not. Let's talk to Cheyenne. Cheyenne's over in Gettysburg. What up, Cheyenne?
Hey, guys.
Do you feel like Aaron should apologize?
I don't think that he owes her an apology. I actually think that she owes him an apology.
And why?
Because she felt insecure for whatever reason, went through his phone, and when she realized that he is more than a man that she deserves, she got upset about him responding at all when she knows that she would have done the same exact thing if somebody come up in her DMs and asked her how her relationship was with him because somebody wants to get with her.
You know, I feel that Charlotte, I mean, don't you feel, because Charlotte's arguing that also this is inappropriate. Don't you feel, though, like with just his response alone of being like, hey, I'm still in a relationship. I'm good over here. Wasn't that enough to like blow it out of here and just not be concerned about it?
But
I mean, yes,
why
flirty.
Why the emoji hinting that it might not always be good?
It's the fingers crossed.
Yeah. Think. If he had left it and not sent the emoji, I'd be like, yeah, fine.
For you, it all went wrong. The finger, because he
yeah,
did. Now, in case you're just tuning in, he basically said better than ever or stronger than ever, but then also put a fingers crossed emoji. Like, did maybe that cross the line? Amanda in Baltimore, is that where it crossed the line to you? Was this inappropriate?
I think that no apologies are needed at all. Emojis is emojis. He works probably in the atmosphere with the crazy women. They are hidden on him, and he has to keep on working with them, you know. So
it's her fault, and he had nothing. He had no blame in this whatsoever.
Absolutely not. And I agree with the previous person that she needs to apologize to him.
Women supporting women. Come on, y'all.
Aren't y'all supposed to stick together here?
Stick with us. Not crazy women. Those are your sisters.
Thank you for calling us. I mean, it seems honestly like Jamie, it doesn't seem like you're owed an apology. I mean, if I'm going through the text messages too, we could take more calls, but like getting kind of an influx of like, he doesn't actually owe you an apology for this other than Charlotte, you know, like it's just,
okay. Well, most of these people aren't in this relationship. I believe that I have said how much this has affected me and that I just want some communication between me and my husband and these strangers don't feel like that's necessary. Okay, fine. That's great. Super.
Aaron, do you want, I mean, last chance, at least on the air, to say something?
I mean, they feel exactly where I'm at. I think she's just blown this a little out of proportion, and it's not like I cheated or anything. I did the right thing.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
It's a silly concept that Jess said no to for months. Remember?
No, I do. Vividly.
I pitched this idea. I said, why don't we do a game where at the end of the week, because you are a sensitive person.
I mean, let's be real. Your delivery and tone was not the best.
What did I say?
You were just being annoying about it. So I was like,
listen,
no.
I've never believed in another segment like I do with Friday Cry Day.
Yeah. It has turned into one of the more popular segments on the show. I'll give you that.
So Jess is a sensitive person. She cries a lot for all kind of reasons. So what we do at the end of the week is Jess gives you a review of her possible tears for the week.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to tell you three reasons of why she may have cried. You're going to try to guess what actually made her cry out of these three stories. Basically, it's two lies and a truth. Make sense? All right. Let's start. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the tears. This is called Friday Cry Day. Story number one.
Story number one. Ever since someone blatantly stole my Starbucks cup from the gym, I have been looking for a new one. I'm serious. Literally 4 months I have been searching. Until this week, I finally found one that I love, and I honestly gave up hope, and it was making me really, really sad. And I just walked in, like, at this point, like, I'm just like, it's over, it's fine. I walk in, and there she was by herself. I go to the Starbucks all the time. I always look at the cups every single day, and it was just,
wait, her is the cup?
Her is the cup.
Her is the cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has
a gender.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was just there on the register, standalone, no other ones like this. And I was like, oh my God, like, is that for sale? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's it. I get in the car and I call Garage Boy while he's at work. I'm not even supposed to do that. I'm like crying. I was like, you will not believe. Cause he knows how long. Cause even when he's with me, he's like, and you see anything you like? And I'm like, no. So I finally found it.
Does she have a name we should know about?
No, it's just her.
Well, that was disappointing.
It's just she.
Could've
she is her. She is that
way.
Girl.
I think that's it, sadly, but let's keep going. Story number two.
Story number two. So I have shared with you before that trying to text your little sister can sometimes feel like talking to a guy that's not into you. Well, that toxicity has only continued in my life. I called my sister Butter 3 times this week. And each time it rang, and then she like forwards it to voicemail. And I know she's forwarding it because it like rings like 2 or 3 times. Yeah. And I know that she's doing that. Like, you can't send me videos on TikTok and then not answer my phone calls.
That's the worst.
And you know what? I had it. The last time I called her, I broke down and I was like, I don't deserve this anymore.
Wow.
I was like, you can call me.
Wow.
I think that's like a younger sibling thing.
Yeah, I know. They don't really.
Does your little brother do that to you, Stone?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They can call us. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Story number three.
Story number three. This week, our videographer sent us a teaser for our wedding video, and it literally looks like a movie trailer for like your favorite rom-com. It's out of control. Yeah. And one of my favorite things to do is make videos of my family and friends, but I've never had anyone do that for me. And when Garage Boy and I watched it together for the first time, like, I am full on sobbing because they, like, AK literally captured, like, my family and my best friends and just, like, the joy of that day in the most perfect way I could have ever imagined. And I emotionally just wasn't prepared.
It was a very cute video. And that would be a really valid reason to cry. Why do I still think it's more about the cup from Starbucks, though?
What do you mean? Oh, this one? This new one that I have?
Why do I feel like that's the
from their
that
pride
would
collection?
Actually make you cry more, I feel like. Okay, it's not about us, it's about you. Which of these three stories actually made her cry? Who's up?
This is Dawn from Joppa on 2.
Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got 3 stories. Which one really made her cry? 1, 2, or 3?
I think 3.
You know, 3 is the one about the wedding video, which would make sense. What was your rationale behind that?
Jess is very emotional when it comes to her family, and every single thing about the wedding she would cry about also.
That's really true. Mm. That's a great deduction. You didn't want to go with the Starbucks cup because she also cries a lot over Starbucks cups.
Yeah, but that's not so sentimental, so to say, okay, as
true.
A wedding and the close. And this is like the final thing of it. It's kind of like the closing of it.
It's true. Okay. It's true.
Good point. Don't talk too much about it. You might cry. So just wrapping things up over
it's
here.
It's fine.
Jess, is that the real cry this week?
That was definitely the real cry.
There you go.
I was ugly sobbing. Like, I couldn't even keep it together. And also just like a double cry on this. Someone used the audio from that video that has the Billie Eilish song and then also My Vows with Garage Boys Vows, and that also made me lose my flipping mind this week because the fact that like someone wanted to use our words to depict how they feel about their partner just sent me.
Wow, how about that?
Well, every single time you watch it, you're going to cry.
I know, it's true. I've been crying all week, honestly.
It was a great deduction. And because of that, you just won Friday Cryday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now. These are the top 3 trending stories in the city. The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Enoch Pratt Free Library has a new special exhibit spotlighting Baltimore salt boxes. These date back to 1969 in Baltimore. They're pretty iconic in the city. Baltimore City Department of Transportation has partnered with the library for this exhibit. And during COVID, people really started getting creative with these salt boxes, painting them. So there's all kind of photos of those. You can learn about the history. It'll be pretty cool.
It's one thing that I love about Baltimore is like, it's so weird. There's so many weird oddities about Baltimore that I love. Like, for example, when I first got here and realized that there was a trash wheel that had like a name and a family and like it was a whole thing, I was like, wow, that's so bizarre if you're not from here. And then when I realized that like some of the most beautiful art in the whole city is housed on salt boxes, I'm like, it's just such a Baltimore thing. So obviously I'm happy it's getting its due diligence by having its own museum put on, at least exhibit put on, you know?
Yeah.
Number 2.
Girl Scout cookie season has arrived starting Friday. Today, cookie lovers can start buying their favorite Girl Scout cookies through March 31st. They're going to be priced at $6 a box, and the proceeds go to launching the dreams of Girl Scouts in your area. Some of the cookies have been discontinued, unfortunately. If you were a S'mores or Toast Yay fan, you will not be able to get those this
year. Nobody cares about those.
Yeah, so sad. Nobody. But we've got Thin Mints, Peanut Butter Patties. Remember when they were called Tagalongs? I insane?
They changed names, man. They're like, all of a sudden, they'll just all of a sudden go by something else. And I'm like, wait, why did we change that?
I think they got like a different maker, and that's why, but... there's still Samoas in my heart. Samoas in my heart.
I don't think that you know my controversy when it comes to Girl Scout cookies. It always makes people so upset.
No, what is it?
But the shortbread cookies, the trefoils or whatever they're called.
Is that your favorite?
Best one, hands down. And the worst one, and everyone gets so upset over this. I'm just trying to be honest with you. Thin Mints are the grossest of the Girl Scout cookies.
I don't get crazy about Thin Mints either. I love the peanut butter ones.
You bet. Great Tagalongs, right?
Yeah.
Delicious.
Amazing.
Samoas / Caramel Delights.
Banger.
Delicious. But the Trefoils, delicious. The Thin Mint, it's too minty. It's too, the chocolate, it's crumbly. It's just, it's not a winner. It's not good.
Number one.
Okay, so we have the top favorite movie of all Americans of all time.
I tell you that nobody in Maryland right now, I'm trying to scroll ferociously through these right now, nobody is named.
Nobody's saying it.
The favorite movie that Americans have chosen. And I think Maryland's going to vote differently.
I'm curious if they'll have said any in the top three. So number three was Titanic. That makes sense.
There's a few Titanics on here, but I wouldn't say it's overwhelming for Maryland.
Number two was Wizard of Oz. Which,
I mean, that's like my grandma's favorite movie, you know? Like, if you said Wicked, maybe, but okay.
These are all, like, classics, I feel like. Okay, and then number one was Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. And, like, I love Forrest Gump, I think. It's been 150 years since I've seen it, but
it's been so long.
Literally no one in Maryland has texted in saying that Forrest Gump is their favorite movie, which I had a feeling was going to be kind of the response here. A lot that we're getting, and I can't really tally these up, but there's actually a few Wizard of Oz. There's a few, there's actually a lot of Princess Brides.
Okay.
Was a big one. And I would say the most we're getting text about, though, is Grease. That makes sense. I get it.
Did you guys know that Kramer once played Danny Zuko?
No, you should know. It was where I peaked in life, was when I played Danny Zuko in my high school performance of Grease. And if you didn't know now, now you know.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Gold Vision, by the way, for bringing us to top three. That's Charlotte. Hey, play a game with us really quick here on Mix. We're going to call this the Super Bowl Family Feud. Super Bowl Family Feud here, okay?
Oh,
I'm
God.
Going to... We asked 100 Marylanders what their top favorite part of the Super Bowl is going to be on Sunday. We have top four answers on the board. We're going to have Charlotte try to guess all four of these and play along in your car as well. We ask 100 Marylanders, what's your favorite part of the Super Bowl? Of the actual, like, watching the Super Bowl. Mm. Not, like, snacks or something outside of that, but actually watching the Super Bowl. What's your favorite part? Top four answers. Charlotte?
Halftime.
Halftime show is absolutely correct. That would be the number three answer that people gave in Maryland. Give me another one.
Rooting for your team or, like, seeing your team win.
Didn't make the top four.
Okay, I thought that was like the whole thing of football. But
like, what are y'all doing this?
This is a theater kid trying to guess at this. So I'm doing my best.
No,
I'm
but think
for my life.
Just keep in mind, like, no one really cares about the teams this year. So
cheerleaders, right? Like, that's a like man thing. Like, ooh, the cheerleaders, right? Like,
just what do guys talk about nowadays?
I don't know.
The girls in the skirts out there. I don't know.
Wow, this is not going well.
You only get one more X.
Okay.
Come on, think.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What do people in Maryland say they watch the Super Bowl for? Their favorite part.
Oh, the commercials.
The commercials. Absolutely correct. That's the number two answer.
Oh, thank God.
In Maryland. You have two more answers to go. Only one X. We ask 100 Marylanders, what's your favorite part about watching the Super Bowl?
You said snacks don't count?
No. It'd be actually something to do with like watching the game.
That's on the screen.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Clearly you're a theater kid.
What else do they do? They do like seeing the audience, like the crowd react. Like they do like chants and stuff.
I can't
right?
wait to tune in and see that audience that, today. I can't wait to see what they're up to. Okay, all right, Charlotte's out. The number one answer is clearly the game, Charlotte. People are tuned in to watch the
game. That's what I said to see their team win. That was
I can't.
Clearly
I'll go to the judges. Sorry, it's the number one reason people watch Super Bowl. The number four, though, is a very unexpected answer. People in Maryland said the number four favorite reason of why they're watching the Super Bowl on Sunday is for the announcer and the announcer's commentary. I'm like, well, that's a weird reason to watch a game, I guess. But hey, when it comes to the top four reason people are watching, there you go.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.